On the show today, we have PSCU's very own Jack Lynch talking to us about jackpotting, what this is, and how cravings can protect themselves. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking about jackpotting with Jack Lynch from PSCU. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, we were talking about this before the recording, but I first saw this story on jackpotting on the Today Show like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I'm watching it in amazement. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are credit unions doing? So before we get into that, for those few people out there who may not have heard of it, what exactly is jackpotting?
Yeah, well, it's another creative way for somebody to commit fraud on ATMs. And essentially what they're doing is they're wanting to get money out of the ATM, so they install malware in some way and then hit the jackpot. Because what it does is it allows the ATM to just start spitting out cash. They have their little stack just like they're in a slot machine, and they collect their money and off they go, and they empty the machine. And it's really, that's the whole premise behind it.
So how does it work though? I mean, because I heard it's kind of hard to detect, or it's different than the usual skimming what they used to do or whatever. So how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. There's really two ways to do it. One is they'll do it remotely through a network. If they can get access to a network, they'll actually go through the ATM network, install the malware on the ATM. Then they'll have an accomplice show up. And then at that time, they trigger the malware, and the accomplice just collects the money.
And off
they go. And then what's really insidious, the person that's handling the ATM remotely will delete the malware off the ATM. And it doesn't leave much of a trace that anything happened. All you know is there's no longer cash in the ATM. So that's one. Second way is one person at the ATM, and essentially they either have a master key to get in, or all they have to do is drill a hole into the ATM. And then what's amazing is take like an endoscopy camera that they actually hook into a mobile device. They snake it around, see where the ATM computer is, and then they wrap in and connect where they need to, install the malware there. Now it goes out of service, network thinks it's out of service for some reason. They take control of the ATM and spit all the cash out, and then they're on their way. It's typically a remote, off-premise type environment is where they're most likely to do that kind, because they can dress up as an ATM service person.
Right.
Nobody around there typically cares what's going on at the ATM, and that's why they're able to get away from it. That's really the two key ways they're getting away with jackpotting right now.
Goodness gracious. So how much can they get? Do they take all the cash that's in there, or just like part of it? Or
yeah, unlike other schemes that you talk about, skimming or other thing, where you can only take out a limit of what maybe the person has in their ATM, they can empty the entire canister. Now, they can't do it all at once, because an ATM can only take so many bills at a time, but they can just keep doing that over and over and over again until actually the canister is empty. So then you come in, and in some cases, if you had reinstalled $50,000 in it, they can take the entire
$50,000. Good. So how prevalent is this today? Because, I mean, again, I saw the story on Today Show, and I'm sure if it's on the Today Show, it's pretty prevalent.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because now the U.S. media, it's actually worldwide, has been going on for a while in different regions, and there's been information on it. It hasn't really touched the U.S. that much, but it has been over there, and part of the reason is now our press has picked it up because of especially that one in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're seeing all sorts of press on this. And the Secret Service has come out and saying, okay, there's a possibility, start checking your ATMs. And now there's all this information. But it actually, worldwide, it's a multi-million dollar thing that's been going on for a few years. And actually, as far back as 2010 on old ATMs, Black Hat hackers, they were displaying that and showing that, hey, look what we can do with an old ATM. And they'd hook it up and dispense cash. And everyone went, oh, that's neat, but that's an old ATM. Now it's actually coming to the United States, and now we're a little bit worried about it.
A little bit. So how hard or easy is it to detect for financial institutions, credit unions in this case?
Yeah, and I think that's really the key thing is it hasn't been over here until now, because first of all, based on other regions, typically our financial institutions have put a lot more protections around their networks, that remote capability I'm talking about from firewalls and their ATM security. And another interesting thing is typically in the U.S., our ATMs are newer in that some of our regulatory things that came in, a lot of people are going through ATM refreshes. But what happens is once they deinstall those, they go on the reseller market and they show up in other places around the world. The fraudsters know this. And out on the dark web, they talk about where these ATMs are. And so typically what we're going to see in this country is most likely, just like everything else with fraudsters, they're going to go find those people that have not have the old Windows XP on their ATMs. They haven't upgraded. They're going to look for those first because typically the software revisions, firmware revisions, and all that. So that's why it's incumbent today to start looking at that ATM fleet that they have and looking, what can I do in terms of getting those things upgraded, both software, firmware, as well as maybe actually the ATM itself.
With like anything, they're going to go to the least, what is it, the path with the least resistance or the weakest link?
Yeah, because the dark web, having specials right now as we speak, and they'll go, if you have this certain type of ATM, and while everybody's talked about the D-bolts, the old D-bolts running XP, that doesn't mean the other ATMs could be immune because they're constantly probing. So right now they've seen XP is an issue, maybe your firmware isn't updated or your software, and you're right, they've got that. These are the type of ATMs, the fraudster sees that type, and they're going to start putting those endoscopy units in. They know exactly where to connect and where the weaknesses are getting in that way, and you're off to the races. So I think that in the States is going to be more where we're going to see the issue is.
Oops, I lost your audio. Shoot.
Is it
right,
back yet?
Right when you said that, your audio cut out. How weird.
Am I back?
Oh, Jack, I am so sorry about this. It was there. You were there. You're on such a roll. There you are. I think you're back.
Wow. I never lost you.
There you go. Now you're back. This is so weird.
I never lost you the whole time.
All right. Well, I mean, let's just keep rolling. Hey, so having said that, how can credit unions protect themselves?
Well, I think there's several areas that they need to do. I mean, the first and foremost is network protection. In terms of keeping all that updated. The one I talked to you about that was overseas when they did some of the remote thing, that one, somebody used malware. First, they started with a phishing piece. They got into the network in Europe. Then they were able for that financial institution. Then they went directly into the ATMs in Taiwan. And then their accomplices went through, and over $2 million, they went to 22 ATMs taking the money out. And that was strictly by finding a weakness through phishing, install the malware, and go after it. So I think that's number one. Mm-hmm. We've got to make sure we're constantly updating our systems. And then the second one is at the ATM itself. We talked about ATM firmware, looking at all that, making sure your rev levels are up to specifications. And there's also a configuration within the ATM. They need to look at that security and make sure that's up and running, and upgrade those, especially the XP models. And finally, physical security off-prem.
Yeah.
You've got to take a look at that. Is it front-loaded? Is it easy to get you to? Is your camera attached to the ATM? You need an external camera that's not associated with the ATM is key to this. Looking at your security procedures is key, because if it's sitting in a corner in the back of a store, nobody watching it.
So where can folks find out more about jackpotting, credit unions especially, to, again, like what you said, to protect themselves?
Right. I think really their first step, and this is what I've been recommending at PSU, where we drive over 2,300 ATMs and on behalf of our credit unions. What we're telling people is you need to get with your ATM providers. Make sure once you have your list fleet, where are we at on our firmware revision level, software? How do we put a plan in place, especially with those off-premise ATMs? I think that's really the first step that they really need to go to is get to the providers and make sure they're paying attention to this, because it's in the news now. You're going to have other rings that are going to show up, and they're going to be hitting any of their off-premise locations first.
Will do. All right, Jack, great message to end on. And let's, credit unions be out there. Be aware of this. And it's a biggie, it sounds like. So good stuff here. Great message, great content, and great advice as well. Jack, thank you very much. And we'll get to the bottom of this jackpotting, all right?
I think we will. All right.
Thanks again, Jack. Appreciate it.